So Greenlee Energy and Water is basically a business development and a consulting company. It's a woman-owned and operated business as well. And what we do is we have a partnership with the union. We have a partnership with different insurance agencies, and we also have a partnership on other levels. And what we do is we go out there with our clients and we bring in green energy projects. Our main focus is in the environmental space. We want to make sure that everything we do is going to be zero carbon footprint. For this particular meeting coming up on January 17th at 10 a.m. to 12 in Aledo, we are bringing in the patent holder for a company based out of the East Coast. And what they do is they take trash, any kind of trash, anything carbon-based, and they transform that into low-cost electricity and low-cost fuel. Now, the benefit of all of this together, and that's why we have our consortium of our relationships, is that we work with municipalities, we work with the union, we work with educating and giving people a background about waste to energy, simply put. We will be able to explain in detail how we can take and eliminate, let us say, for example, 7.5 tons of trash of various types, tires, plastics, anything carbon-based, and take that away from the landfill. So in essence, we are in the process of eliminating the landfilling process, taking that trash and turning that into low-cost diesel, low-cost any type of fuels, and low-cost electricity. The benefit of the low-cost electricity is it's uninterrupted, which makes it even a higher value than what's currently out there in regards to solar and wind. So one of the key things to kind of give you a background about myself, I grew up on a farm part-time, and I'm also a union daughter. So these are very key components when we're talking, because A, we support the union 100%, and we support farmers 100%, because what we're trying to do is we could create a facility in one of those areas wherever you have trash. Trash is going to be our component to make the product. Whatever that, if it's electricity, if it's diesel, whatever that product may be, or both. Trash is what activates that process. So if you guys, like say the farmers down there, Brad Long has been talking to us about the need for diesel. You don't have to go across the border. You could have your own tank farm there. You can use different logistics companies or tank farm holders. I think Farm Services down there, if my memory serves me correctly, they could get the diesel directly from us. And it's all local, which helps the economy in that environment. It brings a really great benefit to the municipalities and the counties because you're having something that nobody else has. Oh, in regards to target audience, those who want to come and learn about the waste to energy technology, more than welcome to come. We would love to have farmers there. We would love to have landowners there. We would love to have anybody that's interested in investment opportunities. We would love to have municipalities there and politicians. It's a great opportunity to learn from where the IP technology comes out of the mouth of the person who is presenting. We'll be doing the introductions and answering any questions and comments, but having the IP technology owner is going to be very key.